Next is chapter 7 of this book, The Magical Base of Los Andes, a Runa Antilles, a Luis Fernando Mustayo Martins. Chapter 7, Tiahuanacu, the Inner Retreat of the Lake. Once again, time had gone by, giving way to the option of living a new experience in a form of a second encounter with my beloved elder. The cold temperature, natural to the Andean winter, forced me to keep moving. The night had arrived and communication had not been established yet when suddenly my senses were attracted by an apparition of a craft to the southeast of the ruins of Tiahuanacu. This craft was lenticular shaped and was moving very slowly, emitting a light with that oscillated from yellow to an intense orange. It was the signal that the experience was about to begin. Close to me, on the ground, the image of the old master, Sorumis, began to materialize. This time I could see a more intense brilliance about him. The light either was more intense or seemed to be so due to the contrast made against the darkness of the night. He was wearing some type of very blue-colored robe and a circular medallion that hung from down to his chest and attracted my attention very much. His facial features were the same as before, and I thought that it was very good to be together once again. He initiated the dialogue by saying, "You now find yourself inside a center that long before the Inca culture served as a council of the colonial civilization of Lemuria. Here during every solstice and equinox, great solar gatherings took place in order to polarize the energies and to reorient the course of civilization, which was already in decadence. It was here the disciples who loved the truth and the path of authentic knowledge were initiated. As such, solar initiations took place, as represented by the White Brotherhood, which orients the course of this humanity. Millenniums have already passed since that continent, which is now under the waters of the Pacific Oceans, maintained such connections with the light, as well as permanent contact with the members of the Confederation. The temple you know as Kalasaya represents the remnants of another era. That and also what is taking place today with its splendor inside the spiritual centers. Among these, the inner retreat of the solar lake is considered very special. Here the memory and experience of an entire initiatic and spiritual process relating to a consciousness of light, love, and therefore of redemption is stored and safeguarded. Certainly there was a time, millennia ago, in which many of these beings or patriarchs were influences both from the Lemurian civilization in America and the Atlantean civilization in the Orient. So, in their love for the human race, a light of a new time that would come after their own as a natural process of transformation and evolution. At that time, a divine plan of life called Race of Races was initiated, a plan that would be the basis and synthesis of the experience of this world. In this way, a race and a race and here there must be something missing. 68. Well, next page seems to be another connection, but I read further. Okay, I now see that there are some printing mistakes here regarding the number of the pages. Last was in this time a race, and I have to jump. Oh, I just read on top page 63, but there seems to be missing something here. The process of the plan for this humanity must end when the conditions for the last incarnation of the race of races are ready. The time period for this preemptory cycle is taking place now, but before its completion, the formation of various missions was forcing in order to help with the awakening of the consciousness of humanity. In fact, the program in which you are participating now is of great importance, and is one in which many beings of light from the Confederation are assisting. Because of them, a more direct intervention similar to your experience with beings from origins different than your own was made possible in various places at the same time. It is them who, along with the White Brotherhood, have been in charge of orienting the final missions of the Great Plan. Together with the inner government, they are in charge of guiding the Human Brothers' final stage, just for the love of life and evolution. You are then the offspring of the ages of this world. You are the synthesis of the time past and consummated in centuries of life which have been inscribed and faithfully stored by the master of all those luminous consciousnesses who, following cosmic orders, interpreted the great tasks of safeguarding the knowledge of this humanity. You see, you were born in this world, but do not belong to it, because from the moment you woke up to the light of your consciousness, you also woke up to the light of the universal path and learned that you were here in the same way as in the vast and infinite universe. You are learned that you act here as in the heavens, according to your cosmic guidance, which is reflected in your inner universe. Man, therefore, has a cosmic ancestry and, as such, belongs to the cosmos. Awaken your lives to the original knowledge, the firstborn knowledge that is the cradle that once sheltered you. Read the experiences that were written with light and pain, with peace and love, with knowledge and darkness. Read the light that speaks of your life, the lesson that speaks of the accomplished work the realization that finds its origin in the very process and means of its own conclusion, of its own encounter in this time and place. Then, extending his arms towards the top of the pyramid, that until this day has not been completely excavated, then he said, "Come closer." At that moment, on the highest part of the terraced pyramids of Tiahuanaco, a replica of the doorway of the sun began to materialize. It was a fantastic image of that structure, almost as if it were made of the shining single piece of gold. What you will now cross is one of the seven doorways that connect to the sacred lake, and it is necessary for you to know that there exists a special spiritual sanctuary, a temple, an inner retreat where your presence is required. An energy portal materialized again in front of me, and I began to feel sensations similar when I had physically encountered Zenon after stepping into the Sendra. The magnetic attraction of such concentration of energy induced me into its interior, where for an instant I could see nothing but light. Next to me was the old master, and I could clearly feel now, through that soft displacement, we were being transported very smoothly to another place. Then the intensity of the light began to diminish, giving the way again to the view of that very special starry night sky. Soon after, when I looked around, I noticed that I wasn't in the same place where the ruins of Tiahuanaco were located. No, I had been transported to another place, this time to an island found in the secret lake. Here, on the extreme of the island, the inner retreat of the lake lies protected. He says, it is a solar sanctuary. The task of the beings that protect it is oriented to receive and to channel the energetic emanations of the great Logos, also called the kingly star of the sun, which is the maximum representation of life in this system. And he goes on, as I said, there are seven physical entrances scattered in and around the lake, and many of them are sealed, like the one in Tiahuanaco, which makes them accessible only through these energy portals with our orientation. However, now it is time for you to be guided to the entrance that will lead you to the room that you will know tomorrow. A room located inside the depths of the lake, where we shall be waiting for you. In the meantime, prepare the conditions in order to be transported to that place for a new encounter, which this time will be with Master Suryam, the regent of this retreat. Tomorrow a new dawn will arrive in your heart, and a renewal will begin. A renewal that you shall finish when, in truth, you leave behind your ungratefulness, selfishness, vanity, senselessness, and lack of charity. Then you will find the blame maker in everything that you seek. And if you ever find along your path love, friendship, tenderness, trust, happiness, or anything that brings peace, harmony, and well-being, you will know that you have found Him. You will know that the door has been opened because He is everything which gives safely, confidence, and love. He gives you all during your journey and does not ask for anything in return, simply because He is pleased in seeing you happy, but also keep His love in mind in everything that you do, and above all, find Him within everything you know is good to do. Only when you become aware of everything that is unnecessary in yourself, and of what He represents in your life, the birth of a new man will take place. You will have learned to open the door of light in your heart. From that moment, nothing which is found inside these centers of light will be denied to you. Now, as a part of the plan, it is necessary for you to become acquainted with this room and to corroborate the reality of its existence. This is necessary for you to forge the consolidation of the bridge between this humanity and the light of truth guarded inside. At this point I asked, what should that attitude be towards other people with respect to these experiences, and what will have to be said? He answered, only by doing what is said can one reflect the living word, but carry the word only when you know that you have enough love in your heart for everything that surrounds you. When you are permanently living in Him and not in your world of illusions, when you know that even when you do not say anything, all will know what you want to say and what you feel for them. Only this way will you stop experiencing your own disappointments, and you will never be misinterpreted, because if you assume with love everything that the Father entrusts with you, you shall be far from erring and from stumbling. Yet always keep in mind that we are watching over you, so that no one trips and falls without knowing in advance if the fall is just and the stumble necessary in order to understand that it is human. Then, if you fall, it is because you are in the path, and if you lift yourself up, it is because you are still in it. Grow, beloved brother, loving everything that surrounds you, everything that you are, and discover the marvelous expression of the profound in your entire being. In this way, demonstrate to yourself that you have learned the lesson. Find love by giving it to everyone else, and to allow our Father to manifest His perfection in everything you do. Make yourself simple in everything that you think, because no truth that comes from the Father is complicated. You only need to live it to understand it, and you do not even have to say it because it is already said. It is inside everyone, from your grain of sand to your vast ocean. You are made as man and as little birds at the same time. You are made as sun and moon, peace and storm. You are calm, tranquility, and above all, love. Whenever he is, you are, because you come from the one God, from God the Father, from the profound love. Understand that you are all and each thing at the same time. Start with the smallest, and you will reach the end where we shall meet in the same ocean. There your streams will join in the one and eternal truth, which is God, the profound love. That was end of this chapter, which was 7. Next is then chapter 8. I go on directly. I think it's not so many pages, but the letters are extremely small. Well, chapter 8, Journey Towards the Internal Refuge. The journey, a continuation of the previous experience that had been uneventful. The guidelines about the place had been very clear, and the conditions were again favorable to experience what they had anticipated as necessary for the process of preparation for contact with members of the White Brotherhood. The weather had allowed me to reach the top of the mountains found on that island, and the view from there was imposing. I can see in all horizons the lineated by the waste waters of the lake and by the snowy peaks of the Andes. Have to take a look at the okay with power. Twilight had arrived, and a display of colors in the sky seemed to anticipate the encounter, because as each minute passed, the golden fire in the sky was progressively being crowded by the stars as a prelude to a time that would be completed by the experience. All of this preamble reminded me that the hour of the encounter was at hand. Where, in what moment, had everything begun? One by one, my thoughts, feelings, and that exquisite desire to seek to be even truer to myself began to flow in me. One by one, the images of my childhood and youth returned, images that showed how the seeds of light had been deeply planted for the sake of the living knowledge of the one truth. They were seeds of hope and of love for everything that would motivate feelings of a transformation that would make us re-encounter our own reality. These were also feelings of love stemming from seeds of irradiation and service. Certainly then, more memories returned, accompanied by images that intensely relived the moments in which I had been allowed to share, to talk, and to deepen the course of our destiny with them, who for such a long time and for such distant stars had approached me, thus preparing the way for such an expected encounter with our beloved brother, the Old Master. All of the images appear clearly before my mind, bringing with them once again the sensations of peace, and that always accompanied these special and pleasant encounters. How surprising, I said to myself, that now I face these experiences with such familiarity that they have begun to be part of my daily routine, even as if they demand much of me. They demanded indeed a total change of the beliefs I thought I had about our existence, but they had all been good experiences. It was good to know that we were not alone, that there would always exist an alternative, and, moreover, that there were always hope for every man, as well as for humanity. Then I heard, certainly, you are correct. There is always exist hope for a man. That thought reached my mind as a great surprise, prompting me to incorporate myself and to look around in order to find the source of those mental waves. Without giving me time to react, the voice continued, "You see, without hope, there cannot be a new dawn, and without a new dawn, there can never be a new kingdom of glory." At this point, I realized that I was before the presence of the master regent of this inner retreat, Suryam. He was of similar stature as Surumes, and his features also clearly projected an expression of kindness and wisdom, where his eyes also showed an expression of meditation and serenity. Parenthesis, he says, already a constant characteristic of all these beings. I also noticed that, regardless of his elderly appearance, he also seemed to be quite athletic. This appreciation changed the stereotype I had about old age. Suryam wore some kind of pale yellow tunic and had, like Surumis, a medallion that hung down to his chest. I could clearly see a violent aura which fluctuated, expanding and contracting several centimeters around his body. These 10 years of experiences, he continued, have been understood as precisely necessary for accomplishing the purpose of this mission. It was a period of time in which you were called to live the sign of the final times for the awakening of a new solar consciousness of irradiation of light. This is a universal consciousness based on restructuring the potentials manifested in the principles of life and also in a love vivified in each one of your hearts. Remember that it was said, as above, so below, and in order as established by the Supreme One, is such that the generations of life is manifested in the entire universe in the same way in each man and woman. As such, in the plane of manifestation in which you develop, life begins with the fertilization of the ovule by the sperm, and in the same way with the immeasurable boundaries of creation, these elements are reflected by the comets of the worlds. Your science has already determined that comets carry cosmic particles capable of generating life in a world. Comets are certainly in charge of creating new living conditions, inhabited worlds, as well as life itself in worlds that will be conditioned to be inhabited. This characteristic is similar to your own capacity to procreate. For this reason, when Halley's comet made its appearance this year, its influence also initiated an accelerated awakening of human consciousness. Its influence was channeled towards the direction programmed for the awakening of the solar consciousness of irradiation that allows man to ascend towards his unification with the all. We needed your presence here because here the basic energy for the development of life in this system is concentrated. This is the solar energy which symbolizes the connection with the intimate of light of the supreme I Am presence. It is manifested as a great sun in your own inner universe, even in the smallest of your atoms. This lake, being the highest in this world, concentrates solar energy as a mirror can do it, with images furthermore. Then begins a new sentence. Furthermore, this concentrated energy from the sun of the basic logos for the development of life in this system is utilized inside the spiritual chamber in order to balance forces that are out of control in nature and to irradiate the light to man. It is a process of initiation which tends to awaken you to an octave of consciousness, a solar consciousness based upon contact with the inner Christ that is sheltered in the most intimate part of your hearts. This concentrated energy is manifested as a sphere of light, a voluminous energy of unlimited applications. You see, the solar rays that are condensed in this spiritual chamber has given rise to many Andean legends, like the one that refers to a solar disk. You must realize that this is essentially a symbol of what actually exists inside this light's center. Nevertheless, this energy is also expressed in this physical manner as a golden disk that represents the union of the human with the divine, because both are one. Know that there is a great need for your consciousness to access this sanctuary in order to be impregnated with its marvelous energy. When this occurs, you will understand that wherever you are, we shall be united, because my mind will be connected with yours. My spirit will flow to merge as one with yours. My body will be one because of the harmony achieved with God the Father. To Him and for Him, my life for yours. Whoever inspires you will inspire me. Whoever listens to you will listen to me, because you shall be one in me, and I shall be one in you. This is what you will achieve with everyone, by one, as you connect your spirits with this inner sanctuary. Then a drop of luminous solar energy will be unleashed within your hearts in order to activate your entire atomic structure, thus procuring in your bodies a very unique spiritual and physical elevation and ascension. But now, come with me. from among the huge fallen rocks that were scattered throughout that place, we reached a small cave and went into it. On its walls, I noticed symbols that were quite similar to those I had previously seen in the subterranean galleries of Morlaine. I can also see several chiseled pieces that looked similar to a certain stone sculptured heads found in Tiwanaku. They display symbols as well as a variety of handcrafted objects made of gold. Soon we descended through a strangely illuminated stairway that clearly seemed to be millennia old. This passage led us into another cavern of greater dimensions, and we went inside. I noticed that it had, unlike the first one, a small spring with its watershed. At this point, Suryam said, "This is where your physical vestments are transformed into light, and where everything that is human is imbued by the divine. Here the light reaches the most isolated places in your of your being. Therefore, drink from this living water that comes from the universal source, my dear son, and as you drink, mentally say the following: your magnetism, beloved liquid consciousness, flows in me to balance and to open my energy centers, just like the rain falls to awaken nature. My heart balances my origins, which are one with you, of their consciousness. Like the rain falling to the ground awakens nature's living elements in order to manifest the will of the Father." It's more here, but I think I take that in another audio file.